Hey everybody, what's up? This is Ashley Tamar, and welcome to episode number one of Tamar Talks podcast.
Stay calm, Tamar's on.
Welcome to Tamar Talks, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host, who's ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Ashley Tamar Davis, now known as Mrs. Grant, and I'm so excited you are listening to my first episode and podcast, Tamar Talks. Please enjoy this interview with my friend and my brother, Mr. Timon Kyle Durrett from Queen Sugar.
Is this Timon Durrett?
Oh, yes, my gosh.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to just touch bases with you and say hello. And of course, I'm so proud of you. You know I am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we're going to get right into it. I just want you to tell people, like, what have you been up to? Like, I know you're doing Queen Sugar and all, but like, there's so much more to you. So you got to tell everybody what you've been up to.
Well, I was in Atlanta, living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. And then I got the audition. I submitted it. And I didn't hear anything for a while. And then I heard back, one night, it was a Thursday night, where I got the call. My agent called me and, told me that I was being flown out to Los Angeles to test read for Queen Sugar. And I was like, what? And so I was like, okay, cool. So I went out there and, that was my first time meeting Ava. We sat and we talked for about 10 minutes before we did the audition. And then I sat outside and then I met with Dawn Lynn Gardner, who now plays my wife, Charlie. She was test reading the same night. And we did all that. We did chemistry read, all that. And I knew that I had booked it for some reason. I just had this feeling. And I didn't hear back right away because word got out and the buzz around it started, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So they started to just test read other people, you know, established actors for different roles. And I just kept saying to myself, I'm like, this is my part. This is mine. And they called, Ava actually called me one night. I was about to binge watch some episodes that I had missed with my buddy, who was a Walking Dead fan. And so we were like, we're going to cook, we're going to watch and hang out. And I got the call. And Ava told me, you know, and long story short, congratulations. You know, you're Davis West if you want the role. And I'm like, absolutely. And the rest is history. And now, you know, I'm just mean Queen Sugar kind of thrust me into some things that I've been wanting to do for a while. So some things that I'm working on. But I'm playing a lot of catch up because, like, all of this stuff is happening. And you know, it's like, okay, I'm finally able to take care of this, and this. So I'm getting all that stuff out of the way. It's taken a couple of seasons to just really work out all the stuff, including with personal stuff and travel and off being off season and in the schedule while you're in New Orleans. And we're there for like 5.5, 6 months out of the year. So, you know, yeah, it's been an interesting ride. I'm being considered for some other things. Right now, I'm waiting to hear back on it. And, you know, it's just a lot of interesting stuff happening. So it's still starting, you know, after season one, Queen Sugar become this phenomenon, this thing that people just really love. And, you know, season two is putting me further. It's got me a lot busier, Tamar, but it's really cool, you know. But right now, that's the only thing I'm working on. My only project that I'm currently, like, right now working on is me. You know, working out, eating right, doing the best that I can, and learning and getting the business aspect of the industry down, and you know, just keep pushing because this is all, you know, fairly new to me.
But Tree, like, I think I could just keep saying how proud I am because we met back like 8, 9 years ago, and just to see where God has brought you now. Can you be honest and tell people, because people don't hear this side of what we go through when you say off season, like what does that mean for you versus back in, you know, like maybe 5 years ago, off season might have meant you weren't working. So can you give the listeners what it means to be like you're waiting in that holding pattern and what's going through your head and tell them like honestly what's really happening in those off seasons?
Well, this is the time where, you know, things that you didn't have time to take care of. And by the way, when I say off season, I mean just when we're not filming. For a working actor, there is no off season. You got workouts to do. You have appearances. You have interviews. You have different events to do. You have other philanthropic endeavors that you may be working on, your personal projects. You know, so for me, you know, season one was basically my setup. And then in between season one and season two was the follow-up to that setup. You know, during the season, I'm planning. In the hiatus, I'm doing the doing. And then season two, there was a planning during the season. And now I'm in the process of, you know, setting up and taking care of some other things. So, but what goes through the mind of an actor, you know, you think about, okay, what's next? What am I going to do? How am I going to prepare for another project? What do you want to do in between time? The time between you getting off for the season, you wrap, and then before you start back up for the next one. For me, it's about acquiring material and getting involved in projects that help flesh out who I am, you know, not just my character. You know, when you and I, we did the marriage counsel, I played a lesser than desirable character who was a professional athlete. When I was in Like Mike, I played a professional athlete that was on the sillier side. When I was in Single Ladies, I played a professional athlete that was still less than desirable, the antagonist. And now, again, I play a professional athlete in Queen Sugar. But this time, each time, the characters are getting more and more fleshed out, and less, more so three-dimensional characters than just one surface character trait. And so for me in the offseason, it's still developing who I am and how I can insert or inject parts of my life into my character so that I can make it very real. I'm a huge nerd, and you and I, we've known each other, like I said, the better part of 9 years, close to a decade, and because we actually met in 2007 when we got flown out to audition for The Marriage Counselor.
You're right.
So you know, I mean, you kind of know my patterns. I'm a bit of a nerd, so I'm all about information, and I'm learning a lot from my agent, from my publicist, from my you know, my counterparts, other people who are involved in the projects, and those who are not. Different veterans in the game who have expressed to me their admiration for my work, which is, it is a huge compliment to have some of these people that I've been watching on television and film for decades to come to me as a turnaround and see how much they love my work. So that in my off season, while I'm not on Queen Sugar, I am doing my best to watch as much great material as I can and to learn as much as I can. Because each season, you know, I come back, I'm like, I didn't realize how much I did not know until I got put into this position. And when you're on that learning curve, you start to learn a lot of stuff. I didn't come this far just to come this far, so I'm doing as much learning and doing as I can, you know.
All right, so y'all heard it first from Tim and Durrett, a.k.a. Tree. All right, we're about to play a quick game real fast. Just whatever comes to your mind, you know, just give the listeners insight to your brain, okay? So here we go.
Okay.
What does success mean to you?
Happiness with what I'm doing. For me, it's about, you know, I can have all the money and all the different toys and bells and whistles as you want, but if I'm not happy with that, then that's not success to me.
All right. So what's the song that brings out the turn up in you?
It was funny. I had an interview. Someone asked me, you know, what am I listening to right now? And there are certain songs, you know, that are cool. And I know people think that it's weird, but there's a song by Bruno Mars called Versace on the Floor. And
got it.
I know it's a bit of like a love song. I don't know if you heard it, but I think he's an awesome performer. But the entire song, you know, I know you know music better than I do, so I don't know if I'm using the right terms. But, you know, the arrangement, the vocals, the all of it. I was like, man, this is just a dope song. So sometimes when I'm driving or if I'm chilling at home, getting ready to go do some driving, I'll listen to that song and it just kind of gives me a boost. You know, I like Bruno Mars. I think he's a great performer, but that one song is extra dope to me.
Okay. What's your ultimate dream car?
A helicopter. No. I always had a desire to learn how to fly a helicopter and to own one. But right now I have one. It's a big truck, Ford F-150, big cab, double cab, big tires, the big rims, the flared fenders, the brush guard on the front. Just because I just like the idea, like, oh, what if there was an emergency? I could go through high water or rough terrain. I like things to have a utilitarian purpose. I like that. I'm not, I like sports cars, but I think my truck is the one right now.
Wow. Okay. What's your ideal travel destination?
Multiple places on the continent. By that I mean Africa. But I would I do plan to go and visit the pyramids at Giza and all the other ones. I know those are the popular ones, but I want to go and see all of them. I think it's the Bent Pyramid of Snefaru, the Pyramid of Zoser, all the different artifacts of Pharaoh Khafre and Ursa Ma'atras, Tepin Ra, Rametu Meriamen, all those different people. I love the history of our people. So I want to go and actually physically touch these things to say that I've been there, at least to experience it and not just look at pictures and video of it.
All right. So what is it, football or basketball? Which one?
I'd say football right now.
Okay.
It's more of a, seems like more of a gladiator spirit. So yeah, football.
All right. Now we know you work out and stuff and you fit because you had me on them treadmills during the tour sometimes. But if you had to do a favorite fast food place while you're traveling, where would you choose to eat?
But if I had to, Popeye's chicken.
All right, we got two more questions for you. I heard that you were able to meet Prince. Can you give us some insight as to how that happened?
I actually can give, I can give insight to other people because there's someone who knows exactly how I got to meet Prince.
You got to tell everybody what that was like, though.
I mean, well, you called me, I think it was in June or July of 2008. After we had finished up our first run on the marriage counselor. And he said, hey, are you in town? I said, yes. He said, come with me. We're going to go somewhere. We ended up going to Prince's home up in the hills. And I think we got there around like 10-something. He did a jam session for us around midnight. And I know that it's I don't like talking about it because it is a huge loss, you know. Especially for me, because I got to meet this G-O-D in the flesh, this genius, at his home, to see him in an element that most people would pay millions of dollars to see. There were people who would have given their left foot to see this man in the environment in which you and I saw him twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, he did the jam session for us, and I remember he was as close. I could reach my long arm out and touch him. That's how close he was jamming in his guitar in his basement with his band doing a concert for us until they blew a fuse. And then we went back upstairs and we ate some of the great food that his gourmet vegan chefs made and had some of those delicious adult libations that were made by his staff. Incredible. And for anybody who has never experienced a Prince concert or had a Prince experience, this is not me being boastful. But this is me letting you know from the bottom of my heart, there was a magic and a power behind that man.
Yeah.
That is a huge loss to the world.
Yeah.
And I got to see it in person twice in a home element where it was just him being him, but in an environment that most people would never got to see.
Yeah.
And I that is how, those who can hear my voice, how I got to meet the G-O-D in the flesh, known as Prince, through Tamar Davis. Thank you so much for that experience.
Tree. Well, I really appreciate you taking this time to be on my Tamar Talks episode. I really, really do. I couldn't have thought of any perfect person to start it off with but you, because you came from X, Y, and Z, and we used to have talks on top of talks about the industry and the waiting period, and I'm so proud of you. I didn't even know you were on Queen Sugar until my mom told me, and by that point, I think I missed some episodes, so I had to go back and start over, and I'm just so proud of you from everything. People don't even know how you even got into the Tyler Perry thing, but you stayed in there as a trooper from day one, and like, I'm just so proud of you, and just God's blessings to you. I know I'll see you soon, and we'll turn up as usual.
Yeah.
So, you know, Houston is always your second home, and everybody loves you here, but I know we'll see each other soon.
And all my thoughts and prayers and condolences and positive energy to those who are in the Houston and other areas that got affected by Harvey. Please be careful because there are other storms coming. Hopefully you got all the stuff that you need. If you had any losses, whether it be property or loved ones, or you're out of communication with people, because I understand what struggle and strife is, but I've never been in that situation to where, you know, you have something that you just absolutely cannot control. So to everybody out there in the Houston area, that were affected by the storms. I just stay strong and keep fighting. You know, it's a crazy world right now, and I can't imagine what you're going through. So all I can do is just say, hey, give my love and support and put that energy out there in prayers, you know, to everyone who can hear this, because it's getting crazy. And I hope it gets less crazy for those who've already been affected. I hope you've reached the extent of your craziness, and everything henceforth is wonderful and great, and everybody's safe and healthy.
Well, I can speak up for us Texans and say I really appreciate it. Thank God nothing happened to our area. But I did go by my parents' area, and like a mile away from their neighborhood, I videotaped it. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. So thank you so much. We send prayers to you on your travels, and, you know, keep us in the loop. I'm sure we'll be in the loop, and that's about it.
Yeah. You know, I hope I'm able to be a recurring guest on Tamar Talks.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I hope you enjoyed my candid conversation with Mr. Timon Durrett, also known as Tree, from Queen Sugar. You can catch his awesomeness on Queen Sugar as David West, only on OWN as it begins its third season in 2018. I'm your girl, Ashley Tamar Davis, also known as Tamar, Mrs. Grant, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for listening and tuning in. Stay close to your technology devices and listen every Tuesday as I try to share my views as a woman, a wife, a daughter, and as an indie artist on the latest hot topics, edutainment news, careers, love, and more. You can always visit me at TamarDavis.com or follow me on all social media at TheTamarDavis. And don't forget to use the hashtag TamarTalks. And if you call in, you just may, be featured on my show and speak directly with me and win some upcoming prizes. It's always the holidays with me, you guys, on Tamar Talks, because I'm always in the mood to give. Remember, the sky is not the limit. Your mind is. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Be calm. Be more time. Be more time. I'm a